June of 2019, like 10 fellows of mine, we decided we were going to drive to Palm Springs to attend this big, gay, sober recovery conference. 350 gay guys descend on the Hilton Hotel. And I had a blast. And the whole event sort of culminates in this Saturday evening formal dinner, and there's a speaker. So we make our way into this big, giant ballroom, and we wind up sitting right in the front. And I'm sat next to this guy. I'm 50. He's at least 10 years my senior, and he's big and bald, and he's salty and super wise. And I just sat there like, tell me more. And the MC's on stage behind us, and he's sort of yammering away, and he says, gentlemen, our featured speaker of the evening, Joe C. And the guy I'm talking to looks at me and he says, hey kid, I gotta go do this thing. Hold that thought, I'll be right back. And Joe gets up on stage and shares his story for an hour. And towards the end of it, he says, you know, I've been doing this sobriety thing for decades. I think the meaning of life, and I'm like clued in, right? He says, the meaning of life is you just gotta love everybody. What does that look like? And like he's reading my mind, he says, you're probably wondering what that looks like. I'm gonna give you an acronym so you can do that in practice. It's listen, overlook, value, and encourage, L-O-V-E. And I thought to myself, well, that seems as good a direction to point the compass as any. I'm gonna try this. And it turns out, this is a lot of fun when you like people, but it can be hard when you don't like somebody. A couple weeks ago, I was in my car. I'm in Midtown Phoenix, and I pull up to the red light. There's a car in front of me, and a car pulls up behind me, and I'm sitting there, and I hear crunching, 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 like, and the car behind me decided to turn into the left-hand lane, and they just... I am hot. And I turn into the left-hand lane behind him, and I get out my phone. I'm like, I've got your license plate. And the two of us signal right and sort of go through the intersection, bumper dragging behind me. And I would love to be able to say to you that Joe C's words came down to me. That didn't happen. But I think that I had just been practicing that mantra long enough, you gotta love everybody, that there was just a moment of pause. I have choice. And a woman steps out of her car and I step out of my car. Are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. Are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. And I say to her, do you want some water? Can I help you? Yes, please. And it's hot outside. And we go and we sit down at the bus stop. We have an absolutely beautiful conversation together. And I think to myself, this is not the person that I used to be before this journey started. You know, I still have a lot of growing up to do. But I hope it never stops. And, you know, I don't know if I know about the meaning of life, but I think that loving people is a pretty good place to start. Thank you.